Are you truly content? Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. Charles Spurgeon said, if you're not content with what you have, you won't be satisfied if it were doubled. Contentment is an attitude of knowing God's plan for your life, having the conviction to live it, and believing that God's peace is greater than all the world's problems. Today, many are discontented, not because they aren't doing well, but because others are doing better. Worldly goals are robbing believers of contentment. There are warning signs: lack of peace, lack of spiritual growth, and doubts about God. The desire and fear of needing more are diverting people from fully depending on the Lord. The world deceptively preaches more, bigger, and better. But Scripture defines these as indulgence, greed, and pride. Contentment cannot be attained without personal discipline. In his letter to the Philippians, the Apostle Paul said, I've learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I've learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all this through Him who gives me strength. And you can too. Establish a reasonable standard of living. Then develop the habit of giving by prioritizing it in your short and long-term goals. Cultivate a grateful heart by verbally thanking God. It takes the focus off complaining. Seek God's will by trusting Him and rejecting fear. You can learn to be content. And if credit card debt is robbing you of contentment, let Christian credit counselors help. They'll create a debt management plan that works for you. For more information, call the Crown Helpline, 800-722-1976, or visit online at crown.org/ccc.